Northland Direct. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. Following up on Ukraine, here's what I think Putin is after, and here's what I think a good response would be, although you're not going to hear this response from anybody in government. What he's after is, Ukraine used to be part of Poland. So did Lithuania. In the 18th century, Poland was the largest country by landmass in Europe. It was a great cultural center. In about 1795, it was divided up. Russia invaded it, Prussia. That was before Germany was unified, Prussia and Austria. And divided up Poland. And it disappeared from the map till 1917, right after the First World War. So when Putin says that Ukraine is part of Russia, what he's really saying is that he wishes he were back in the days of the Russian Empire, back even before that to Peter the Great and Catherine the Great, where Russia amounted to something. Well, Russia doesn't amount to anything anymore, not in that terms. Nobody in Eastern Europe wants communism. Yeah, I know Russia says they're not communist now, but they're authoritarian and they steal money. They don't want that. They want capitalism. They want the EU. They want to move on into the 21st century. So if I could sit down with Putin, I would say this. History's passed you by. As late as the 19th century, you produced great literature and music. You produced Pushkin and Dostoevsky and Tchaikovsky and Mussorgsky, and you, some great mathematicians. And the First World War came around. You got rid of your czars. You murdered the Romanov family. What do I care? But you replace them with Lenin and communism for over 70 years. Destroyed your country. Your literature in the 20th century was ridiculous. It was complaining about the gulag. And okay, Solzhenitsyn and all this stuff, fine. But I'll tell you what, if you want a better account of what it's like in a Russian prison, read The House of the Dead by Dostoevsky in the 19th century. And I'd say to him, your culture has produced nothing. You've produced nothing other than misery. You invaded Hungary in 1956. You invaded Czechoslovakia in 1968. You spread death and disease. You didn't have to have this happen. You are a malignant tumor. You're a malignant tumor. No country wants malignancy spread into its borders. Why don't you do this? Except he is an authoritarian. To the Russian people, why don't you do this? Get rid of your authoritarian government. Embrace capitalism and democracy. Jail your autocrats who stole all your public utilities. And at some point, guess what? Russia, you join NATO. We're all in it together. Because you have to your south, you have Afghanistan, Kazakhstan, you have China over to the east, and even farther south than that, Iran. These are cultures that are dissimilar to ours. You were at one time the center of the Eastern Orthodox Church. If you can embrace democracy and become like Greece, become like Eastern European countries, the world will be a better place. The problem is, everybody knows this. Here's the problem. The problem is that Putin is riding the back of a tiger. You don't dismount from a tiger. You get eaten. The only way that you stay alive, if you're Putin, is to continue to kill people who would try to kill you. In 1989, in Romania, the Ceaușescus, husband and wife, vicious autocrats, a mob rose up and executed them on Christmas Day, if you can believe that. I think that's cold. Very cold. It should not have been on Christmas Day, but they were very bad people. He's desperately afraid of that. Mobs forming, overwhelming his police joining the mobs, they will come for him. He's holed up with a bunch of security guards. His life is garbage. And so he spreads garbage. So how do you do this? It's hard to do it constitutionally. It's hard to do it peacefully. Gorbachev and Yeltsin figured out a way to do it. Gorbachev was a communist. But Gorbachev was a forward-looking individual. Then Yeltsin became president, and Gorbachev went into a very distinguished retirement. It's probably not possible with Putin because he's killed people. And this is a very hard way of putting it. That's what's going on in Ukraine right now. But what he's doing is trying to flex his muscles and say, I am a manly man. I am not a girly man. I am a manly man. Well, he's not a manly man. Yes, he has nuclear weapons. He's not going to use them. Now, Belarus, the hack. Remember, he's the guy that hijacked the plane flying from Athens to Latvia with a dissident and tortured him and his girlfriend. Dictator, Belarus troops on the Polish border along with Russians. He's now saying he'd welcome nuclear weapons. This is what he just said yesterday. Putin can station nuclear weapons in his country. What, 10 yards from Poland? Let me tell you something, this is very dangerous. Up until now, countries with nuclear weapons have shown sanity. Even places like Pakistan that have them, never should have. They got them from stealing them from us. We stupidly educated some of their physicists in MIT and Caltech. That should stop. But even they are not stupid enough to let it fall into the hands of ISIS. But Putin is desperate. He's desperate. He does not want to be dragged through the street by a mob on Christmas Day or any other day. We all have to understand this. Biden understands this. We have to keep on very, very firm pressure, not advocating attacking them first, but he has to understand that we are not going to put up with their menacing Eastern Europe again. One of the problems is we have a divided country, very divided country, and the Republican Party has committed treason, in my view, by deliberately undermining the United States, thinking that that reflects badly on Biden. Rebecca Clayfish, in September of 2021, the Duchess of Foxconn, was asked on WSN-TV up front, do you think Biden won the election in Wisconsin? And she said, I do. Okay, very upfront. Sure, she voted for Trump, so what? She said that very, very mainstream. On Thursday, WTMJ AM, that would be yesterday, asked her if she thought Trump had won the election in Wisconsin over Biden. And she now says, quote, we have two ongoing investigations, Michael Gableman and Janelle Branchon. Michael Gableman is Bigfoot, Sasquatch. I've talked about him before. Going to run up over $1 million now. Your money, taxpayer money, trying to scare people. Janelle Branchon, a real flatliner, represents Menominee Falls. Bad news, very bad news. And then she says, Duchess of Foxconn, I am watching what these audits are going to find out. And that's it. And Nicholson, something very similar. He didn't give a direct answer. The Republican Party is undermining our democracy. The Republican Party is a fascist cult formerly known as the Republican Party. I cannot emphasize that enough, and it has consequences. It's not just a matter of clogging up our government. It's a matter of endangering us abroad and our soldiers, endangering our allies. People like Putin and Xi can see this, and that's why they're energized. If we had a united country, they would not do this, or would be less inclined to be so extreme as to run nuclear drills. We're going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. Yes, I'm so glad I'm living in the USA.